Let us get down into another underground spiritual game. Abeg, after my paso, you go dey help me end down with when, because them go hear when. Yeah. Government, them king and men, rather military government. Bolivia, them king and men, Liberation Council. For Liberia, them king and men, Liberation Council. For Zion, them king and men, Revolutionary Council. Them get different names for different governments. But the correct name for them now, soldier come. Federal military government, soldier go, soldier come. Indian Liberation Council, soldier go, soldier come. Liberian Redemption Council, soldier go, soldier come. Zaire Revolutionary Council, soldier go, soldier come. Soldier come. Oh. When our pastor Joan Yaradua shop them in full and go. Them put civilian friends for their them shout Second Republic. People will not know they happy. People will know them they look. Baptize the civilian government, then name them federal government. Me I know my their name, me I call them soldier, put soldier go. Hey! Now so our lives for Africa, they roll since they say we get independence. The civilian governments with them day, the soldiers they protected them. When our lives is all too small, they go no cool head for wall. When our lives is all too small, they go no cool head for tree. When our lives is all too small, they go no cool head for stone. Our lives they roll like one year ball. When one year wind they blow from one year corner. I put my mark for song, Kalakuta show.
Yeah, rolling.
Look at the man who hit the waka.
Yeah, rolling.
Hungry they run for him face. I put my mouth for song, Mr. Follow. Stay follow. Thank you, open eyes.
Mr. Follow.
Stay follow. Make you open sense.
Mr. Follow.
My mouth for song. Zombie not go unless you tell them to go and stop.
Zombie.
Attention, quick match, left on right on about button, quick match. Left on right on about to quick match left on.
Don't be your zombie.
my mouth for song. Shopping and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling. Shopping and smiling. Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Every day my people they inside bus.
Yeah, yeah, rolling. Shopping and smiling. Yeah, yeah, rolling.
49, 16, 99 standing.
Yeah, yeah, rolling. Shopping and smiling. Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Then they faint and they wake it like cock. Every day not the same thing.
Talking and smiling.
I put my mouth for song. Unknown soldier.
Good evening, CHRY. Welcome back to our 11-hour special on Afrobeat. I am your host for the next hour and a half, joined in the studio by two really amazing guests who are going to take us in this next hour and a half to explore the life of Fela Kuti, but also the context, the political context of his music. So I'm Ome Sama Rahmatullah, usually the host of News Now Thursday, stepping in on a Tuesday to participate in our special on Fela Kuti. I am also joined in the studio by Zubairu Y and Nathan Okonta. Hello.
Hi.
And they're both going to be here to talk to us today about Fela. What we're going to be doing is playing a few clips from a few songs that we've decided are significant and important to the life and politics of Fela. And we're going to focus the discussion on the social and political context of his music. So really kind of exploring what was going on in Nigeria at the time, what was going on in the world at the time. So right before we jump into community listings, I'd just like to ask if you guys wanted to add anything before, in terms of contextualizing the context for today, the discussion for today.
No, I think that was like a very incisive introduction, so we'll stick with that.
All right, so you are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM. This is Ome Sama Rahmatullah alongside Zubairu Y and Nathan Okonta, bringing you the life and political message of Fela Kuti. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these community listings. And we are back at CHRY 105.5 FM, taking some time in Black History Month, but not only because it's Black History Month, but because it's important to explore this amazing genre of music called Afrobeat. And the forerunner, inventor, creator of Afrobeat, of course, is Fela Kuti. And so we will be spending the next hour and a half discussing his life and his political message. And joining me in the studio, like I mentioned, is Zubairu Rai and Nathan Okonta. And we started off the broadcast with Overtake, Don't Overtake, Overtake. And so we're going to start discussing maybe a bit this track. Zuba, Nathan, take it away.
Well, there was something that led us to start with Overtake, Don't Overtake, Overtake, because it's kind of, especially the portion that we played, Fela himself is giving us something about his music, what his political project and what his artistic project has been. So, for instance, there is somewhere where he said, there have been problems in Africa, and what he has been trying to do was draw our attention to that problem. And then he started going through the song. So he says, that's what I tried to do in Kalakuta Show. That's what I tried to do in Mr. Follow Follow. That's what I tried to do in Shuffling and Smiling. That's what I tried to do in Zombie. That's what I tried to do in Unknown Soldier. So basically what he was giving us a catalog of his songs, mm-hmm. and telling us what his political project, but also his artistic project has been. Nathan, I don't know if you have.
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously going to, re-echo the points that you've made, because I think those are very important points. The song itself, it's almost like a summary of everything that Fela has done, everything from his music to his own politics, and to the way he understood the Nigerian condition, right? The realities, the expressions, and everything that became of him. It's a fantastic, the first time I listened to it, I have been listening to that particular song for a very long time now, but every time I listen to it, it's still the same feeling, the same sense of emotion that runs, tells you straight away that there was something about this guy, that this is a particular, this is a particular expression of everything about him. As Nsuba was saying earlier, it expresses Fela's artistic understanding of music. It also expresses Fela's understanding of politics and the way politics, especially politics in terms of activism, politics of the underclass, politics of those who have been marginalized for a very long time within within the space that is called Nigeria. I think this particular song is powerful, very powerful.
There was something I needed to add also. Like, if you just listen to the song, apart from the fact that he's giving you a political catalog of what he has been doing, there is something else. So you have like two simultaneous choruses that are going on. Mm-hmm. One of them, it's contemporaneous with what the song was. So you have one chorus that was backing him on the current song, Overtake, Don't Overtake, Overtake. But then you also have another set of people reproducing the chorus to the songs that he was listing.
Yeah.
So if you were to take the political message of Fela out of the song,
yeah.
what you have is a really, really, like, very good mm-hmm. fundamental artistic creation. But there are certain things, right? But if you add the political a message to it, then that even makes it even more compelling.
Yeah.
But the issue that I wanted to add also was that, what was it in those songs? Because he said, our life, Overtake, Don't Overtake, Overtake, basically is talking about military coups, and how one set of military coup displaces another. But it's not only in Nigeria. Of course, he's referring to the Nigerian condition, but he also talks about Libya and Liberia and the various names that the military regimes or juntas give themselves. And then, of course, he's saying, but our problem has been militarism. And militarism in that sense is not only limited to the army making coups,
mm-hmm.
but it also, if you listen to the song, is also going through history, mm-hmm. what the contact, for instance, between Africa and Europe had been, and how the entire space, the African space, was militarized and brought into a different kind of of a modern folk. And that, for him, is very, very central. So that when you listen to his catalog, for instance, something, and we'll be playing some of these songs where he talks about Kolo mentality, teacher don't teach me nonsense, and all of that, it comes full circle.
So this is definitely a good place to start. And, of course, we will be carrying on. Before we jump to the next song, is there anything else you wanted to add, Nathan, Zuba?
No.
Okay. So the next track we're playing is Unknown Soldier, and it's from the album Coffin for Head of State. So we're going to be playing Unknown Soldier. We'll play a clip of it, and then we'll come back and just do the same kind of roundtable discussion. You, of course, are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM, hosted tonight by Ome Samareh Mthula for 8 to 9:30, joined in the studio by Zubairu Y, Nathan Akonto, and we are part of an evening of Afrobeat, and we're going to be bringing you Fela Kuti for the next 1.5 hours. Do stay tuned to CHRY 105.5 FM.
La Fela ha, Kala Kuta. Wish the place them they wait. Them they wait for. They surround the place, quam quam quam. Them they wait. Helmet and them guns and them petrol and them matches. Fella day for house, Becca day they are too. Then mama day they are too. Beautiful people day they are too. Frenchman day they are too. Pressman day they are too. 150 of us day they are too. Then suddenly, 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 suddenly. Yes, them they lose. Yes, them they fuck. Some of the women by force. Yes, them they rape. Yes, them they burn. Yes, them they burn. Yes, them they burn. Yes, them come on. One student's eye. Yes, them break some head. Them break some neck. Them throw my mama. 70-80 years old mama.
Them go on fella house. Where did this fella do? This government he bad you. Where did this fella do? Fella talk about soldiers flogging civilians for streets. Fella talk about government wasting money for first act. Where did this fella do? This government he bad you. People start to talk you. Government start to shake you. Then suddenly. Suddenly,
bring instruments of magic, them bring inquiry, them bring two men, one soldier, one justice. The name of justice, Mr. Justice Aguaya. The other justice, Mr. Justice Dosumu. Then start magic, then seize my house, where they don't burn. Then seize my land, then drive all the people we live in area. 2,000 citizens, then make them all homeless now. Then start magic, then start magic. Then bring flame, then bring hat, then conjure, then bring rabbit, then bring egg, them bring smoke, them they scream, them they fall, them conjure, spirit catch them, them they fall, them they scream, them they shout, them they say,
unknown soldier,
flying to warm.
CHRY 105.5 FM, and you are tuned in to an evening of Afrobeat. And for the next hour, we are playing and discussing the music of the for sure inventor king of Afrobeat, Fela Kuti. And you were listening to a track called Unknown Soldier from the album Coffin for Head of State. And this track definitely has a rich history and a rich political story that comes with it. So Nathan and Zuba, tell us a bit about that. What was going on in Nigeria at the time, and what provoked Fela to write that song, and particularly the album Coffin for Head of State?
It was the attack on him and his house. And of course, if you listen to the song, he actually gives you a clear picture. There were 1,000 soldiers, so like a battalion or battalion plus, actually going to his house, burning down the house, and then, of course, in the process, his 78-year-old mom was thrown out of the window, and then she died later of the injuries. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the two songs, Coffin for Head of State and Unknown Soldiers, were like two songs he did in commemoration of that particular, or to try and explain that the situation which happened, how he was attacked and all of that. The point that I want to make, though, is in Unknown Soldier, basically of course, Onion Soldier comes from the fact that an inquiry, a commission of inquiry, was set by the military government. Obasanjo then was head of state. And I think, Nathan, you may have told me, I'm not sure, that both of them come from the same region. They went to the same school, so they know each other. So there was also that personal rivalry to it. But Onion Soldier, basically, the government set up the inquiry after he was attacked because he has been haranguing the government. And in the song, you actually hear him saying, but what have I done? What has Fela done? Fela is just talking about soldiers' heavy-handedness. You're talking about a corrupt government. You're talking about a very authoritarian regime. And it's all of this that made them attack me. But the point that I wanted to make also, and I think Nathan probably will elaborate on this, is for the first time I have listened, like we probably have the whole catalog of Fela's songs, I have never had Fela so emotional on a song than these two songs, Unknown Soldier especially, but also Coffin for Head of State. And Coffin for Head of State, basically when his mom died, he put her in the coffin and then took the coffin to Dundan Barracks, where the office of the president or Obasanjo was, and he left it there. So, Nathan, I don't know, but there is something in the song in which you actually have him for the first time being so emotional, like when he's singing about his mom. So there is something, probably the connection, apart from the fact that his mom died, but the relationship between him and his mom.
Oh, yeah.
And can I just ask you guys to contextualize, like, why is, I mean, not that the military ever needs a reason or justification to attack people is the way the world works, but there was a certain fear in the government of what Fela was doing, right? He was inciting revolution and that fear of the government. So if you could maybe contextualize that as well.
Before Nathan goes, let me just say, I was reading a book earlier and somebody, a journalist, a journalist asked Fela. It's like, one senator has said that if 5,000 people in Nigeria start thinking and imitating you, there will be chaos. Fela's response was like, no, there will be revolution. Anyway, Nathan.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right with your observation that with these two particular songs, Fela was very, very emotional, right? And at least in part, that kind of speaks to the fact that there was a special relationship, a special bond between him and his mother. And, you know, that relationship that particular relationship had probably, at least in my view, shaped the personality that Fela became, his politics, his activism, and his quest to always represent those who are not, whose voices have been taken away from them, right? Because at times, sometimes when we speak of particular individuals, and we tend to speak of them without trying to understand why they became who they became and how other folks, other people in their lives, in this context, the mother, the influence that those type of figures normally have on big figures like Fela. With respect to, Zuba, you're very, very right. There was a relationship between Obasanjo in particular and Fela. They went to the same high school in Abeokuta. They came from a town called Abeokuta in the western part of Nigeria, right? They were obviously classmates. They knew each other very well. Probably have a total disdain for each other. Fela obviously was a thorn in Obasanjo's skin for a very long time, and the circumstances under which his republic, Karakuta Republic, was attacked and burnt down. Prior to that time, obviously Fela was singing and saying very nasty things about Obasanjo. Many of them obviously were true. He was criticizing his government and the fact that they haven't done anything for the general masses, right? So, yeah, it's a very, very emotional song for Fela. I think it speaks, that emotion kind of speaks to the fact that he had a very special bond between himself and the mother.
And these, both these songs, this album, Coffin for Head of State, the two songs were homages to his mother, most definitely. Mm-hmm. And his mother was a splendid woman in her own right. Yeah. And Fela says this in the song, right? Mm-hmm. She fought for suffrage,
yeah,
of people in the country. So if you could talk maybe a bit about her, his mother, mm-hmm, in that context, who she was and what, in her own right, she contributed to Nigeria. Fela himself says she's the only mother of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, when you speak of Fela, you cannot... you cannot, afford to not speak, not to talk about the mother, because the mother, obviously, as I was saying earlier, had a very strong influence on him and his politics and the way, the particular form that his politics took. The mom, obviously, she was one of the, she was actually the first woman to drive a vehicle in Nigeria, right? She's definitely a feminist. She fought for women's rights. She fought for the rights of young people. She fought for better government and has been fighting for a better government or better representative government for, in Nigeria way, way before Fela, became quite political in the 70s, right? So, this particular lady was very, very influential. Right, not only in terms of Fela's political understanding and the forms of activism, but in terms of Nigeria politics and public space, and trying to make public space a safe space for people to talk. You cannot do better than to start with that woman.
But we have to also locate her within the context of the colonial struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is where Fela is, mm-hmm, saying that my mother that you killed, mm-hmm, she fought for universal suffrage,
mm-hmm,
because she was one of those, like you were saying, a feminist, mm-hmm, and the anti-colonial struggle,
mm-hmm,
who was very, very, very active, very involved in these struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm,
but this is the point in the post-colonial condition, mm-hmm, on not only in the African continent, but also elsewhere in the Caribbean and, mm-hmm, somewhere in Asia and stuff. Even those, we have so forgotten about the history.
Mm-hmm.
We have so forgotten about those personalities, those, mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm, who made, and whether you like it or not, that period where they were confronting the colonial state was, mm-hmm, was huge, because, mm-hmm, you were talking of the full paraphernalia of, mm-hmm, colonial violence, mm-hmm, directed against you.
Mm-hmm.
And there she was, and the forefront of it, and then she ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even just paying attention to the fact that, hey, but there is also something in Africa, at least the part of the continent that I come from, and I think I could say the same for Nigeria, is, mm-hmm, that there is a particular respect for elders.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to just go into the home,
mm-hmm,
and take a 78-year-old, and I think part of the problem was she was protecting her son.
Yeah.
And she comes from a radical tradition where she was saying, get out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
You have no right to be here. And it was, mm-hmm, under those circumstances, mm-hmm, that out of frustration, they just hauled her out of the window. And I think and we have to also understand that Nathan, mm-hmm, was right in terms of the relationship between Fela, mm-hmm, and his mom. Because that was, of all the women in Fela's life,
mm-hmm,
there was a particular woman he held, mm-hmm, in a different scale,
mm-hmm,
and that was his mom.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right, right? Because even when you look at the relationships between Fela's siblings, Beko, the younger brother, and Onikoye, the older brother, and their mom, their relationship wasn't as strong as the one between Fela and the mother, right? And right, there's also something else to be said about Fela and Fela's family in particular, right? Again, Azuba, you're very right. Their political activism and action didn't start in the post-independence Nigeria. It started way, way before that. From their father to the kids, they all were quite instrumental, especially Fela's mother and Fela's father, instrumental in fighting for independence in Nigeria, and those are really, 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 you know, it's a very, very powerful family that you cannot speak of the Nigerian public space without mentioning them, because, right, even as we speak today, even though none of them are still living, right, you know, their kids have taken up the, you know, the mantle and have continued that fight, that spirit, the same spirit that defined their fathers and their family, right? And they still remain very, 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 you know, very public figure, very public people.
There was something, Nathan, I wanted to say, right? Yeah. I was listening to Seyun Kuti's many things.
Mm-hmm. Seyun Kuti is Fela's son.
Seyun Kuti is Fela's son, right? I was listening to, it's amazing.
His youngest son.
The youngest son, and now he heads his father's band, right? Yeah. And he has this song, Many Things. Of course, that's the title track of the album, right? And he starts with a speech of President Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
And here was Fela fighting Obasanjo in the 70s mm-hmm. as a military head of state.
Mm-hmm.
And then Obasanjo remade himself and came back in 99, 2000
mm-hmm.
as a civilian head of state.
Yeah.
And then you have two generations of the Kutis
mm-hmm.
actually fighting him in many things you have.
Yeah. It's unreal, yes, it's unreal. Right. And that speaks quite, you know, speaks adamantly to the, you know, to the Nigerian political space, right? And the relationship between good relationship between Fela and the Obasanjos, they are still there. They're very much defining presently the political space that is Nigeria.
And you are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM. We are bringing you an hour and a half of Fela and Nikulapo Kuti in CHRY's Evening of Afrobeat. We're going to take a quick community listing and be right back with our next track and more discussion. Stay tuned. This is CHRY 105.5 FM. That's right. You are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM, and this is CHRY's Evening of Afrobeat. We are bringing that to you live from the studios of CHRY, and I am joined myself, Ome Samara Khemtula, joined in the studio with Zubairu Y and Nathan Okonta, and we are spending our segment from 8 to 9:30 to discuss the king of Afrobeat, Fela Anikulapo Kuti. And we're going to move into another track and then come back with some more discussion, and this is Shuffrin and Smiling. Stay tuned to CHRY 105.5 FM.
Of this musical contraption, and put your minds into any goddamn church, any goddamn mosque, any goddamn celestial. Christians go they yab, in spirit from heaven knows. Muslims go they call Allahu Akbar. Suffer for world,
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yab,
Amen.
In spirit from heaven knows.
Amen.
Muslims go they call Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Archbishop na miliki. Na enjoyment, imamu na gbaladun, ra 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 ra.
Archbishop, pigeon.
My sister waiting, you go here. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca.
My people, them go, they follow Bishop. Them go follow Popo. Them go follow Imam. Them go for London. Them go for Romo. Them go for Mecca. Them go carry all the money. Them go Juba Bishop, Juba Popo, Juba Imam. Them go start to yab themselves. The spirit from heaven is
to this musical contraption right opposite you. Now we are back here. This is what happens to we Africans every day. Now, which I won't tell you now, na secret, na confidential matter. Don't tell anybody outside. Now between me and you. Now listen. As I say before, they happen to all of us every day. We Africans all over the world. Now listen.
Sitting 99 standing,
them
go pack themselves in like sanding.
Them
they faint, them they wake like cock.
Them
go reach house water no day.
Them
go reach bed power no day.
Them
go reach road go slow go come.
And we're back on CHRY 105.5 FM. This is CHRY's Evening of Afrobeat, and we are discussing, of course, the king of Afrobeat. I don't know if the king is a good word, but we could discuss that either later. But of course, it's Fela Anikulapo Kuti. And we've had overwhelming support by our listeners. And what we're going to do is bring one of our listeners online to make a comment. Then we're going to discuss a bit of this song and then discuss a question that another caller called us about. So, hello, are you on the line?
Yeah, Chris, on the line.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us what you needed to tell us.
Yeah, Fela was a renowned hero who expressed himself politically and is a political activist. It's a human right compared to Martin Luther King of blessed memory. He expressed himself freely without feeling victimized. He's a man that is well known globally. He's a man who attacked the government when corruption is in the midst politically. He's a man that we are proud of and we try to emulate him. Fela's lifestyle cannot be compared to any other human being. But he's so generous, he's so bold, and he has boldness in his blood. That is little I can say about Fela.
Great.
Every day I listen to his music, and it keeps me on.
Great. Thank you very much for calling us today.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Take
care. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we were just listening to a track called Shuffling and Smiling from the album of the same name. Can you tell us a bit about this track, Zuba and Nathan?
Okay. Of course, the title Shuffling and Smiling, you are suffering but smiling at the same time. I mean, and this is the paradox in most societies, even here. I mean, this is not just about Nigeria, or even though, like, of course, he's referring specifically to the Nigerian condition or the Sierra Leonean condition or the West African condition, because, but everywhere. So what he's basically saying, you have this problem in society in which, for instance, you have in the bus, right, where you have 49 people sitting and the bus is overpacked. Basically, that's what it is. And it's packed like sardine. But then you get out of the bus, you go home, there is no power. You get out of the bus, the place is dark. There's no running water. It's just the politics and the social reality in these societies that he's actually calling into question. The only thing, though, is the way in which he predicated his song. And I think this will also lead to probably a future discussion we'll have about the way in how he understood the African condition. Because to him, it's not only that all of the things are going on and then we accept it, but how also we also participate in our own victimization. So, for instance, he's like referring to the Anglican Church specifically, and then the bishop or the head of the Anglican Church is in England. The imam, they go to Mecca, the Muslims go to Mecca, and then you have the Pope in Rome. People go to these places, but you are living in your own community, in your own society, where there are all of these problems. And for Fela, part of the problem in African societies, it's precisely its religion, especially Christianity and Islam. And in fact, in the question, in the song Coughing for Head of State, which we didn't play, he actually started off by saying, everywhere in Africa that I go, I realize that the finest house is owned by the Pope, or the priest or the imam. And then, of course, wherever the Muslims are reigning, the friend or the chief Alaji will be the person in power. Wherever he goes that the Christians are reigning, is the best friend of the bishop or the priest that will have the position. So he is bringing all of this together. So Shuffling and Smiling, it's probably one of the songs which really talks about the material, everyday material reality and condition in most African societies. But it's not only limited to that, it's also limited to, it goes to almost every other society in which you have these contradictions existing. So, suffering and smiling, suffering and smiling. I mean, it's such a beautiful way, play of words.
Again, you know, absolutely, you're absolutely right. The song itself is still, you know, it's such a commentary on, you know, everything that is wrong with Nigeria, that, you know, as he perceived it. Like listening to the caller earlier when he said that Fela was, you know, was a very generous person who, you know, who understood the different problems that, you know, that a country like Nigeria faces. He's absolutely right, and that is the same thing, right, that you were talking about, Zuba, earlier, about the fact that this, you know, he understood, you know, the different social conditions and had a very powerful narratives about those social, you know, social issues, and possibly believed that he could solve those problems too, because, you know, he wasn't just thinking or singing about these social problems. He was also making commentaries or social commentaries on the solutions to them. Because when you listen to the songs and, you know, and start to have a dialogue with yourself, you know, on the songs and on the tracks and the, you know, the way he constructing the songs, you can see that implicit, you know, even at times very explicit, are the solutions to some of the social problems, right? Like when he commented about the fact that you have this, you know, you have people, Christians and Muslims, going to places like Mecca and Rome and London to pay homage, that, you know, like, he didn't obviously believe that that was, that should be done, right? He probably, you know, believed that those are, you know, an expression of a particular, you know, psychology, you know. And he definitely, you know, had a fantastic understanding of the Nigerian space.
But there is something else, right? Like, and this is what you are saying, because all of his songs, if you listen to them, there is something. He's breaking a new barrier. But in this particular song, and this is probably the reason why we chose it, and even himself, if you remember the song we played earlier, Overtake, No Overtake, Overtake, it's like, my political project has been drawing attention to this, but also thinking of a way out of it. And I remember, Nathan, you and I were having a conversation once, and we said, maybe in the academy, if you could actually use Fela Kuti, forget about Foucault, forget about all of these academics that exist, you could actually use Fela Kuti to understand, and for lack of a better word, the African condition, or the Nigerian condition, or the Sierra Leonean condition. Because there was not a single social or political problem that he saw, and that we know these are problems that he didn't comment on.
Yes.
And one person perhaps that comes to mind, because the caller that called was making a comparison to Martin Luther. Of course, Martin Luther is held in very high esteem, and is in a different, but probably in the music world, I would think of another musician, maybe Peter Tosh. Is not Bob Marley, but Peter Tosh is the person that comes to mind when I think of Fela Kuti in terms of his confrontational politics. And I don't know if you have anything to say.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you bring up Martin Luther, but because another American that was really influential on Fela was Malcolm X, right?
Yeah.
And
Peter Tosh obviously have a special relationship with Fela. Right, because when he visited Nigeria, he stayed with Fela
at Calcutta.
he played at Shrine with Fela, and traveled throughout Nigeria with Fela. Right, obviously both of them saw in each other the same personalities that they themselves that they each represent. Right, and obviously felt. A very close affinity to each other.
And their birthdays are so close.
Yeah.
One is 19th, I think the other is 15th or something.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Of the same month?
Yeah, of the same month in October. But there is something else, though. When Peter Tosh left Nigeria, like, there was actually an Afrobeat influence in one of his songs, Mama Africa. It's almost an Afrobeat song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Right?
You're absolutely right there.
And since we're talking about other artists, a caller had called earlier and had a question for you guys when asking, is there a relationship between Fela and James Brown? Because the caller felt like he heard a bit of James Brown in Fela's music. So this is a question the caller is asking you guys. So is there a relationship there, either between the music or actually personally a relationship?
You want to take this? Okay, I'm... I know James Brown during FESTAC, the Nigerian government organized the African festival for culture and stuff in Nigeria. Of course, Fela was against FESTAC. And in fact, if you unknown soldier, one of the things he said, why he was targeted was precisely because he was saying the government was wasting money on FESTAC. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he was targeted. So it was not that. But I remember, I think it was Bootsy, who was in the James Brown band, who did say something. That when they were in Nigeria, they actually went to the Shrine. And you are talking of James Brown. Well, for the first time, he said they were intimidated when they had Fela play in the Shrine. The thing is, there could be a relationship, which I don't know. But because Fela's song is not just one influence. So he takes from high life, from traditional African rhythms, it takes from blues and all of that. And then jazz and all of that, and he puts all of that together. So you could definitely see influences. The thing that makes Fela's music perhaps, I am not in any way trying to say, just because he's Nigerian or he's African, therefore I feel closer to him. It's not, I'm not trying to go nativist here. But I think, fella, I mean, James Brown himself, I mean, James Brown was the person who Michael Jackson himself said James Brown influenced him. So he's very respected, and he's a trailblazer for so many black artists in the U.S.
Yeah.
But the thing with Fela, like when you listen to his song, what you have, it's like at different times. And I think we did make this point when we were talking about audio, overtake, where you have two choruses going on in the same song.
Yeah.
And then you have, at some point he said, okay, now we want to listen to the conga drums, and then those comes in. You have 50, this at some point he had 70 people on stage playing.
Yes.
So there definitely could be influences. I am very sorry if the listener she didn't feel that we answered the question right, but I just know that they did meet, and of course there was this mutual respect between the bands, and but of course Fela is influenced by all of this. So James Brown, you could hear James Brown in Fela's song.
Yeah. I would even suggest that both of them, you know, mutually influence each other, right? Obviously, no one single artist is an island unto himself or unto herself, right? So both, they were all borrowing and, you know, sampling and, you know, well, it's not sampling in the sense that we understand, sampling, not as we currently understand sampling, but, you know, they were all mutually influencing each other. Right? You know, it's kind of very interesting that you raised the point of Festac and, you know, the relationship between Fela and that particular event, right? Of course, it came about in 1977. Fela felt, rightly, you know, in my view, that he was snubbed by the government. Right. Initially, he was very keen about participating because he felt, obviously, rightly, that it was a world event that was trying to bring together all the different artists, right, from the black diaspora and throughout, obviously, Africa. Right. But he felt that the Nigerian government, obviously, never accorded him the respect that he deserved. Right. They obviously were promoting many of the American black American artists, pushing them into the fore more than him, right? And got to the point where he said, okay, no more. I don't want to collaborate with you guys anymore, and pulled out of the Festac festivities. And obviously, as you rightly said, many of the artists that came from all over the world
for him.
Yes, we're actually looking for this guy. This is the guy they wanted to see. None of the other Nigerian artists. They were less interested about that. And also, there was also, I think this point needs to be made. There was also monetary differential, right? That they were paying, you know, the Nigerian government were paying.
Visiting African American,
the African American, especially more than they were paying the Nigerian artist, right? Which obviously didn't make too much sense.
But was there a reason? Because Fela was political, right? And so, was there a reason why this was happening?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, you could say that. It was also, you know, possibly the
Colo mentality.
Yeah, the Colo mentality that he was singing about not too long after that.
Yeah.
You know, that probably they felt that these guys just because they came from America, they must have been better than him.
And yet James Brown's Bootsy was like, oh my God, we were intimidated when they went to the shrine, right? Anyway.
And you're listening to CHRY 105.5 FM, and we are discussing Fela and Nikulapo Kuti. And we have a caller on the line who would like to join in on this conversation and make a quick comment. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all I gotta say is that Fela is a philosopher, and Nigerians will need to respect the work he has done and what the ideas are put into effection. Because if we have respected that, especially the government, a lot of things would have changed for us, you know? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is his music is very powerful. And comparing Fela with Peter Toy, that was a great comparison, because Fela is kind of very vocal, and he's never intimidated by the Nigerian soldiers as at then, you know. So I would say, may he still rest in peace, and he has really contributed a lot, and I hope the young artists follow his footsteps. because the music they're playing right now in Nigeria is not really, it does not have that much power compared to the music of those days like Fela and Co.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And you are tuned in to CHRY 105.5 FM. We are taking what's left of our time, 20 minutes, to explore Fela Anikulapo Kuti. And we are going to move on to our next track. It is called Colonial Mentality, and it's from the Opposite People album. And then we'll be back to discuss this. Stay tuned. This is CHRY 105.5 FM.
Kolo mentality.
If you say you be colonial, man, you don't be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
I say you fit, you never release yourself. Kolo mentality.
If you say you be colonial, man, you don't be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
It be so. So them they do, them they overdo all the things them they do.
It be so.
It be so, them they do, them they do, them they overdo all the things them they do.
It be so.
It be so, them they do, them they think is that they better pass them, brother. No, it be so.
It be so.
It be so, them they do, them they think is that they better pass them, brother. No, it be so.
It be so.
The thing with black no good, the foreign things them they like. No, it be so.
It be so.
The thing with black no good. Now foreign things, them they like it not be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your yeah, condition and close them country away not be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your yeah, condition and close them country away not be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go cocky weak and jail him brother away not be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go put him weak and jail him brother away not be so.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading not be so.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading not be so.
It be so.
Colour mentality now make you hear me now. It's a ransom you make me. It's a Williams you make me. It's a Aliyah you make me. It's a Mohammed you make me. It's a Anglican you make me. It's a Catholic in the
country.
It's a Muslim in the country.
The
Africa we devil make it. The Africa we devil make it.
And we're back here on CHRY 105.5 FM. And in the background there, we're listening to Teacher Don't Teach Me No Nonsense. So we're going to listen to that track, and then we're going to come back and discuss this song and colonial mentality. Stay tuned.
All the wahala, all the problems, all the things we would think say he could do for this world in this part. When the teacher, schoolboy and schoolgirl jam together. Who be Tisha? I go let you know. Who be Tisha? I go let you know. Who be Tisha? I go let you know. When we be picking,
Baba Mama be teacher.
When we day for school,
Tisha be teacher.
On the university,
lecturer be teacher.
When we start to walk,
government be teacher.
Government
teacher, culture and tradition.
Who be government teacher,
culture and tradition.
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 Now the problem side of a teacher and student I go sing about. I don't pass speaking, I don't pass through university, self I pass. As I don't start to walk, the government I must stop face to. You go for France,
yes,
England,
yes,
Italy,
yes,
Germany,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the British,
yes,
for them,
yes,
go China,
yes,
Russia,
yes,
Korea,
yes,
Vietnam,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the
British,
yes, for them,
yes,
go Syria,
yes,
Jordan,
yes,
Iran,
yes,
Iraq,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the British,
yes,
for them,
yes,
Let us face ourselves for Africa. Not the matter of Africa. Bring this party off through my song. Now all the problem of this world, him we they carry for Africa. You know go ask him.
Which one?
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 Problems of inflation.
Which one?
Problems of corruption.
Which one?
Of mismanagement.
Which one?
Stealing by government.
Which one?
Now him we they carry.
Which one?
All over Africa. Now the latest one. Now him they make me laugh.
Austerity.
Austerity. Now him the latest one.
Austerity.
Now him they make me laugh.
Austerity.
Why are they laugh?
Austerity.
Man off it cry.
Austerity.
We are Watisha na Oyibo. And the second election all in Nigeria. Now the second election now in was in pass. Babala nonsense.
And we're back on CHRY 105.5 FM, and this is our focus on Fela Kuti. Part of an evening of Afrobeat, and after us will be the night shift, where we'll be listening to contemporary Afrobeat artists from Canada and around the world. But we have 5 minutes left here on our segment, and we're going to be discussing this song, Teacher Don't Teach Me Nonsense, and also Cologne Mentality, a song that we played before the ad. So take it away, guys.
I mean, both songs, of course, carry the same message, right? He's talking about Cologne Mentality. So, and what we said we'll be doing at the beginning of the program was that to go through his catalog of songs and select those ones that we think really do represent his politics. Mm-hmm. So it was not only confronting the Nigerian state or the African state, mm-hmm. or authority, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. but also where he thought this problem came from. Mm-hmm. So it's not only militarism, it's not only corruption, mm-hmm. it's not authoritarianism, mm-hmm. it's also the colonial question. Mm-hmm. And then he's, of course, in Cologne Mentality, basically what he's saying, there's a colonial mentality. And in Africa, mm-hmm. like he's saying, in Africa we don't make you here. We are in Africa, but mm-hmm. here you have people acting as if they are from Canada or in the US. And but that also for him comes from the colonial situation. Mm-hmm. And the situation is, like he says, with teacher don't teach me nonsense, goes also to how government or how in these societies, in our own societies, mm-hmm. We don't take pride in African culture. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there is a song, Lady mm-hmm. or An Obi Gentleman, mm-hmm. in which he actually tries to deal with this, mm-hmm. what he understands the African male to mm-hmm. be, mm-hmm. what he understands the African female to be, mm-hmm. and how... it's like, for instance, in Cologne Mentality, people will take their Christian name or their Western name and mm-hmm. then put their African mm-hmm. name behind, right? Mm-hmm. And then he start calling. So for him, even Islam or Christianity or Westernization mm-hmm. in all of this, mm-hmm. he believes is part of the problem. I don't know if you...
Yeah, that, you know, that's absolutely true. With especially with, colonial mentality. He also, you know, obviously in addition to the... you know, the point that you have already made. He was also commenting that colonialism didn't just end with independence, that there's a continuation of some of the practices, you know, with the new regime, right, that took over from independence, right? So that's, you know, those are the issues that he was commenting on with that particular song, right?
And then this goes back to the point that we were making, right? Like with Fela, mm-hmm. it's not only talking about contemporary mm-hmm. Situation. So he was talking about the Nigerian situation, mm-hmm. but he had a very vast understanding of history. Mm-hmm. Like if you take a song like, for instance, ITT, International mm-hmm. Thief, in mm-hmm. which he actually starts by saying, oh, there was certain stuff that we were not doing until the colonialists came. Mm-hmm. So there is a direct continuity mm-hmm. In Fela Kuti's understanding of what the African problem was. Mm-hmm. And part of that also is our own collusion. And mm-hmm. I think I had made this point earlier. Mm-hmm. Because like in Cologne Mentality, he's saying, you have been freed,
they don't release you before, but you not agree release yourself. Like, mm-hmm. you have been freed, but mm-hmm. now you end up. And this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And when each time I listen to that song, the person that comes to mind really is Frantz Fanon.
Mm-hmm.
Both in the Wretched of the Art, mm-hmm. because there he's talking about this really militant mm-hmm. politics of revolution. Mm-hmm. That's Fela Kuti, some of the songs we've played.
Mm-hmm.
But also Blasking White Mask, mm-hmm. where he's talking about the problematic of whiteness, right? And that's what Fela is talking about there. Mm-hmm. But Teacher Don't Teach Me Nonsense also calls into question socialization in our societies,
mm-hmm.
the relationship between the parent and the kid, the relationship between the teachers in university and school, but also the relationship between the government and the people. Mm-hmm. And I think that is such, it's really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good that we ended up the song with Teacher Not Teach Me Nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I came the first time I listened to that song, my aunt had snuck me into the shrine. I was actually 60 years
shrine,
old.
Shrine, you mean Fela's
shrine? Yes, yeah, okay. Right. That's his club, dance mm-hmm. club. It's like 24 hours. Well, not 24 hours because it starts quite late and goes till the following morning. So you do not leave that place until daybreak. Right. That was, I had my first impression of the song live, at the shrine when I was 16 years old. So that particular experience has always remained very vivid in my mind. It's very interesting, too, and very, very informative when you, started to connect some of these songs or the ideas behind some of those songs to scholars like Frantz Fanon and stuff like that,
right?
Yeah. Another figure that we could possibly mention and add into that kind of into that pot, right, would be Ngugi.
Ngugi wa Thiong'o, yeah.
Ngugi wa Thiong'o,
the militant side, Malcolm mm-hmm. X.
Malcolm X, some of those type of figures, because they understood the type of politics that Fela represented. They also understood the need to undertake the political activism mm-hmm. that Fela, undertook. And many of these individuals, especially with Frantz Fanon, lived it. They didn't just talk about it.
And the same thing with Fela too, right?
The same thing with Fela, right? And it wasn't just commenting on the
Nigerian
illness
situation,
or the illness of the government, or the lack of proper representation there. He wanted to do something about
it.
He tried to register a political party, and he was obviously
the black president.
He tried to register a political party, and he never the electoral body in Nigeria during that particular time during that particular era never registered his party.
No.
So some of those are, some of the stuff that's one, we would love for the listeners to Fela, and for those who love Fela, who understood Fela, to take away with them, because he was
way ahead of his time.
Yeah, a fantastic man as well.
And the other thing also, and the final thing that I want to say is that, so if you listen to Fela's music, his entire music catalog, you actually see that there is a single narrative, mm-hmm. a continuous narrative from the colonial situation to the contemporary situation in Africa. And those, of course, who know Fela know should pay attention to some of these things. But those who are being introduced to Fela for the first time also need to understand his politics. It's not only dancing to Fela, like the kind of stuff that is happening to Bob Marley, mm-hmm. that... Now you have people who just listen to Bob Marley, they don't mm-hmm. even know what he represents.
Yes.
That's why I still will stay with Fela Kuti and Peter Tosh. Yeah. But I think I want to end there.
You cannot understand Fela's, or listen to Fela's music and just listen to it for its aesthetic value. You got to understand the politics.
The politics.
You have to understand the history behind some of those songs. You also have to understand how the Nigerian quote-unquote situation fit into those songs as well. Otherwise, the song is very meaningless.
And that's the perfect place to end, because that's what we've been doing for the past hour and a half, is really contextualizing Fela's music. So I'd like to thank everyone who listened for listening, and we really would appreciate your feedback. If you do have any, you can hit us up at chryprog at yorku.ca. That's chryprog at yorku.ca. chryprog at yorku.ca. And we are making space now for Luca from Night Shift, who will take us into some contemporary Afrobeat. So who and what has Fela influenced with his amazing, amazing start to this genre of music? Thanks for joining us. And we are here playing Afrobeat till 4 a.m. in the morning, so do stay tuned. And we take you out with the rest of Teacher Don't Teach Me No Nonsense. Thank you for joining us.
KGKK, yeah!